is LBC with Ben Kentish. Call 0345 6060 973.
5:49 the time, it's Friday afternoon. We're 4 days out from the US presidential election, which means it's time for a very important indeed, Simon Marks American Week.
Ben, as we close out the most unedifying election campaign in modern American history, a campaign that has frittered away more than $10 billion, caused anxiety and tension across the United States for the last year and a half, and given most voters only the vaguest idea of what policies the two candidates favour, we end up pretty much where we all began, apparently deadlocked in a 50-50 polarised nation. But at least the election's closing stages this week were, for America, very much on brand.
Garbage.
The word of the week, heard again and again and again, was, well, they just told you. We ended up this week in a debate about which political party despises the American people more. In the red corner, Donald Trump and his warm-up man at last Sunday's Madison Square Garden rally in New York, a so-called comedian by the name of Tony Hinchcliffe.
There's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah, I think it's called Puerto Rico.
Funny, because I think it's called Mr. Hinchcliffe's career. In just 7 seconds, that racist crack may have cost Trump the election. It enraged Puerto Ricans, and there are 500,000 of them in the all-important battleground state of Pennsylvania alone. It also infuriated the occupant of the blue corner, the warm-up man for Kamala Harris, none other than her boss, the President of the United States, Joe Biden, making a sudden return to public prominence.
Garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of seen as unconscionable. And it's un-American.
Now, those comments by the president, whose efforts to join Harris on the campaign trail have been spurned by her advisors, came at precisely the wrong moment.
Good evening, America!
Word of their existence spread just as Kamala Harris was making her closing argument in this election.
1 week from today, you will have the chance to make a decision that directly impacts your life, the life of your family, and the future of this country we love.
A carefully planned, elaborately orchestrated speech on the Ellipse here in Washington on Tuesday night, the vice president deliberately standing close to the spot where Donald Trump stood when he inveighed his mob of supporters to march to Capitol Hill on January the 6th, 3 years ago, where they engaged in their deadly rampage of Congress. The vice president promising to unite the country, not divide it.
I will always listen to you, even if you don't vote for me. I will always tell you the truth, even if it is difficult to hear. I will work every day to build consensus and reach compromise to get things done.
She also sought to distinguish herself from Trump, insisting that he's got an enemies list and she doesn't.
I am not looking to score political points. I am looking to make progress. I pledge to listen to experts, to those who will be impacted by the decisions I make, and to people who disagree with me. Unlike Donald Trump, I don't believe people who disagree with me are the enemy. He wants to put them in jail. I'll give them a seat at the table.
So far, so good. But as she stepped off the stage, she learnt about Joe Biden's comments back at the White House, which on their face appeared to be very similar to Hillary Clinton's fateful 2016 description of Trump supporters as a basket of deplorables. The White House went into panic mode, insisting that Biden didn't mean all Trump supporters were garbage, just the comedian who made the racist joke about Puerto Rico. In a land where most people have no idea how to use an apostrophe, we were seriously told it was all the fault of an errant apostrophe. The following morning, the vice president indicated she wasn't buying the explanation either.
First of all, he clarified his comments, but let me be clear, I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for. You heard my speech last night and continuously throughout my career. I believe that the work
that I do is about representing all the people, whether they support me or not. And as president of the United States, I will be a president for all Americans, whether you vote for me or not.
Shorter version. Thanks a bunch, Joe.
Every single state we're leading in, and some states are in play that nobody thought would ever be in play.
Donald Trump insisting that with regards to early voting, and more than 65 million Americans have already cast their ballots, he likes what he sees, and seizing on Biden's comments.
Joe Biden finally said what he and Kamala really think of our supporters. He called them garbage. And they mean it. You can't lead America if you don't love Americans. You just can't. And you can't be president if you hate the American people. And there's a lot of hatred there.
How do you like my garbage truck? This truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden.
By Wednesday afternoon, Trump had acquired that garbage truck and dressed in a high-vis jacket that he would later also wear during a rally. He tried to capitalize further on the president's comments. But the original sin, the racist joke at Madison Square Garden by his comedian, was eating into Trump's support among Puerto Ricans.
I love Puerto Rico, and Puerto Rico loves me. I don't know anything about a comedian. I love Puerto Rico. Nobody's done more for Puerto Rico than me.
While Trump was throwing a comic under his garbage truck, a very prominent Puerto Rican was clambering aboard the Kamala Harris train.
I believe in the power of Latinos. Where are my Latinos at?
Jennifer Lopez endorsing Kamala Harris in Las Vegas last night.
I am Puerto Rican. Soy Boricua carajo. And yes, I was born here, and we are Americans. I am a mother. I am a mother. I am a sister. I am an actor and an entertainer, and I like Hollywood endings. I like when the good guy, or in this case, the good girl, wins. And with an understanding of our past and a faith in our future, I will be casting my ballot for Kamala Harris for President of the United States proudly. Proudly. You can't even spell American without Rican. This is our country too, and we must exercise our right to vote on November 5th. Please. And remember, somos una nación bajo Dios indivisible con libertad y justicia para todos. Let's get loud! Let's get loud!
And if that wasn't the moment Kamala Harris won the election, Donald Trump gave her another massive bit of help last night. He sat with the right-wing polemicist Tucker Carlson, formerly of Fox News, and the talk turned to two of Trump's most influential critics, former Vice President Dick Cheney and his daughter Liz, the former Wyoming congresswoman who helped lead the congressional investigation into the deadly January the 6th riots by Trump supporters on Capitol Hill.
I don't blame him for sticking with his daughter. But his daughter is a very dumb individual, very dumb. She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with 9 barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face.
I mean, what can you say? The only firing squad that his campaign has formed this week seems to be a circular one. Is it going to be close? Maybe. Could it be a Harris landslide? Perhaps. Will Trump's lawyers be busy asserting that the vote has been rigged? They already are. Let's leave the last word today to a woman inhabiting the land that time forgot. The former Republican Secretary of State under President George W. Bush, Condoleezza Rice. She had a chat a few days ago with the Atlantic Council.
I think whoever inhabits the White House in January needs to recognize that the United States doesn't have a choice, you know, but to be involved in the world and to try to shape the international environment. As I said, great powers don't mind their own business. So the real question is, do you want Russia and China to shape the international environment, or do we want to shape the international environment with our allies?
Ah, serious conversation, a normal discussion about America's place in the world, an invitation to have a serious debate, even if the stable door is wide open and the horse already appears to have bolted.
I'm only happy when it rains.
You know what, Ben? A policy chat is so out of place here today. So I'm just going to leave you with some garbage, with a capital G.
You know I love it when the news is bad. Why it feels so good, it feels so sad. I'm only happy when
Simon, thank you very much indeed. Simon Marks there, as ever, this time on Friday with his American Week.